This week, I caught up with the Leader of the Opposition, Simon Bridges, once again, to talk about some of the things he's been commenting on this week. We talked about the results of the most recent News Hub Read research poll, abortion, and the government's planned changes for the criminal justice system. I started by asking why Simon thinks the latest poll has turned out the way it has, with him only reaching 9% of the vote for preferred Prime Minister.
Yeah, look, I'm really heartened by the polling. What it shows that, you know, right at the start of a new government, despite having, you know, popular Prime Minister, a new government, having a budget where they've spent more than probably any government in recent history, they've received no bounce. And in fact, the National Party is more popular than them under my leadership. In terms of me, look, I've clearly got a job to do to get out and meet people and also, you know, get them to have a sense of me, and I will do that. But, you know, I wouldn't have said that's unusual. I think what is unusual, as I say, is the way National is into this new government, still incredibly popular.
Just going on to the still talking about the leadership poll, what do you think about Judith Collins making her first appearance as on the poll with 3.7%?
I think it shows the strength of National's team. You know, Judith is like a number of my colleagues who do an outstanding job. And, you know, we have strength and heft in our 56 MPs. I mean, that's partly why when you look at our overall polling, we're more popular than the Labor Party, and we're rivaling the three parties in just our one-party polling.
But is that a concern for you as the Leader of the Opposition, or are you more concerned about the popularity of the National Party as a whole?
Yeah, no, it's not, because ultimately what leaders need and want is to see their party as the biggest in Parliament and the highest number there. And so we've got that. I think the Prime Minister should be worried, because ultimately what it shows is, despite her personal popularity as a new young Prime Minister, she has not had that transfer over into her party vote, and it looks like they've reached something of a ceiling. That's not true for National. If anything, we've strengthened somewhat from the election, and I expect to see that momentum that I'm getting from my regional tour and getting out and about continue in our numbers.
So just moving on to just briefly talk about the sort of the abortion issue that's popped up this week with the Irish referendum on abortion voting yes to choice over the weekend. Andrew Little has talked about the possibility of change in abortion laws in New Zealand. Isn't it likely that a change in public opinion in Ireland is reflected here in New Zealand as well?
Well, obviously, firstly, you know, this is obviously a complex, delicate issue, and reasonable people can have, you know, a variety of views in it. I think, you know, the Irish vote is very interesting, and, you know, it's been exciting for a lot of people to see. And ultimately, it's a very different circumstance, because you're talking about they're a country that's gone from the most restrictive abortion regime in the Western world, in fact, where it's unlawful and a woman had to go offshore or smuggle pills in, to a regime that still, as I understand it, more restrictive than what we currently have in New Zealand. I mean, I think what we've got here in New Zealand is a situation where the Law Commission is looking at the variety of issues that have been thrown up and that they've been asked to look at. I'll obviously want to see that. And, you know, on a number of the issues, it may be that change, you know, could happen and that I could support, albeit with an abortion regime in New Zealand where 4,000 abortions are performed each year, I would be loath to see it become significantly more permissive.
Why would you be loathed to see that?
Because I think, you know, we have a regime that provides for lawful abortions. I think abortions should be rare, safe and legal. And ultimately, we'll see what the Law Commission says in their recommendations, but I don't and haven't seen a case for, you know, being significantly more permissive than what we have, which, as I say, as I understand it, already is, you know, very different from what Ireland, which is effectively going from unlawful to, in some cases, lawful, hasn't or will have in place.
But with abortion's in the Crimes Act, and you saying that abortion should be rare, safe and legal, don't you think some people may think, how can it be legal if it's in the Crimes Act?
Well, I suppose there's a bunch of complex things that are in the Crimes Act. Ultimately, on that, let's see what the Law Commission says. And, you know, for me personally, I'll read that carefully and see what the arguments are, you know, on either side of the ledger there.
Yeah. And just to further talk about that, that obviously if most abortions, as they are granted under the Crimes Act as it is currently, it's sort of they're granted as a defence that it's on the grounds continuing the pregnancy would pose a risk to the physical or mental health of the mother, then what is the point in having it in the Crimes Act at all if that is potentially going to further traumatise somebody that's been through an awful experience by making them jump through legal hoops?
Yeah, no, and I understand that argument. And you know, no one would want to cause that trauma. And so I think ultimately, you know, what I will do as a Member of Parliament is I will want to read the Law Commission's report and see what it has to say. Albeit, as I say, you know, I think we do have several abortions in New Zealand. Those numbers have decreased over time. I think that's on the whole a very positive thing. And I wouldn't want to see those numbers, you know, significantly increasing. And I think, you know, many New Zealanders would share that viewpoint. But let's see what the Law Commission has to say. I think it will be, you know, an important report for every Member of Parliament and, look, obviously New Zealanders who are interested to read and assess.
I'm just personally interested. Why do you think that a decrease is important?
Because, look, I think abortion is a sensitive, delicate issue. I don't think people would argue on the whole it's something, you know, we want to see more of rather than less. And I think, you know, that would be my position as well. Ultimately, you know, it should be rare, it should be safe, and it should be legal. We see several thousand a year. And, you know, we'll see what the Law Commission has to say on these issues of Crimes Act versus, you know, health legislation, and on the issue of, you know, women having to, take a position that would be false to what the reality is.
But people should have a choice.
Well, as I say, I think I've made my position pretty clear.
Okay. Anyway, moving on, you've said that the government is being soft on crime by repealing the three strikes law and by introducing the bail amendment bill. Why is that?
Look, no one likes prisons. You know, they're not a social good. But the reality is, for various serious offenders, and it is only very serious, you know, drug offending, violence offending and sexual offending that sees someone into jail, they are necessary. Because the current government doesn't want to build a new significant prison, they're effectively going to go soft on the bail laws, the sentencing laws and the parole laws. My real fear is that will mean a softening up on crime, and New Zealanders will be less safe in their communities. I don't want to see that, and so I oppose the softening up that Andrew Little is talking about.
But obviously, there's a huge issue with populations of prisons. We don't have enough space. And as you said, that prisons are not nobody likes the idea of prisons. So why
would you build one?
Yeah, why would you build one? Why is that a problem that they've decided not to build the mega prison?
Overall, in New Zealand, crime has gone down, and that's good. You know, for less significant offending, you know, it's really positive to see that. But people don't go to jail for theft of a Moro bar or for smoking some weed on the side of the street. They go there only for very serious violence, very serious sexual offending, very serious, you know, effectively Class A commercial drug dealing. And so ultimately, you've got a choice. You build the prison, and you ensure those people who would be causing harm on New Zealand streets are not allowed to do that, or you don't and you soften up the laws. I'm unequivocally on the side of building the new prison, albeit, you know, no one likes having to do that, rather than making New Zealanders less safe.
But don't you think there should be options before people even get to the stage of going to prison? There should be more rehabilitation options to prevent those people from becoming violent?
Absolutely. We definitely want to make sure we're doing things to stop offending in the first place, you know, programs and the like, and rehabilitation, so that when people have the ability to, they don't commit further crimes, either if they've been in prison or they haven't. But that's not what this is about. This isn't for theft of a Moro bar. This isn't for smoking some weed on the side of the street. This is for very serious violence. It's for very serious sexual offending. It's for Class A commercial drug dealing. And I believe most New Zealanders, including me, say for those sort of crimes, you do need prisons, and a new one will need to be built to accommodate them. The government has some really simple duties, and right at the top of that list is keeping New Zealanders safe. If they don't build the prison and they soften up the bail sentencing and parole laws, they won't be meeting that basic obligation to New Zealanders.
But isn't it about keeping all New Zealanders safe, even those people obviously are committing crimes? But isn't it about stopping those crimes initially, and by just increasing the prison population, what are those people going to be doing that's good for society just sitting in a prison?
If the government had a plan to reduce offending and to reduce reoffending through programs and initiatives and rehabilitation, and on that basis they could forecast that the prison population was falling, I'd support it.